Podtacular episode 12. A very special thanks to the Wanderer Lee for that very exciting theme. Thanks.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Please, don't shake the light bulb.
Oh, ooh, roadkill!
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Boomo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
And we are here, as usual, to help you guys level up and stay there in Halo 2.
Yeah. For real.
Now, we're doing something a little different starting on this episode. We are splitting the podcast into three episodes.
Of course, you probably noticed that it was shorter anyways, because you're smart like that.
Yeah. And we'll be releasing those throughout the week, so this will be the first of three, and we'll be...
Yeah, this one is, as you can, if you're good, if I saw, this one came out on the 9th. Oh, hey. You expect ones to be coming on Tuesday, the 11th, and hopefully Thursday, the 13th.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, coming soon on that. And, let's see here. So, this is going to be the... show about like the community for Podtacular and the web resources and a couple different things like that. So
totally.
We're getting started. We have a couple things been going on with the community at Podtacular. First off, I redesigned the website and
looks amazing.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Looks amazing.
Amazing. Well, thanks. I did that in the interim while we're waiting on podtacular.com 2.0 with the that's being led by Captain Crunk and a couple other guys on that team putting that together, and we appreciate it. It's going to be coming soon to have like a whole system of keeping track of tips, custom games, all that stuff is going to be available on podtacular.com. So, looking forward to that.
Sweet. Yep. Also, on the site, you probably noticed the Listen Now button on the right side of the page. Well, if you've been there recently, you noticed that it's not got ads. It's ad-free. It's without advertisements. The ads are absent. they're homesick with influenza. They're not there. And in place of them is... totally just Podtacular stuff. You're like, whoop, that's nice. It's a nice little dark theme. You know, just go check it out. Yeah, it's your donations at work. That's what that is.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Very cool. So it has influenza. Man, it's gotta hurt.
The ads got it. Advertisements have influenza. Don't get too close, you'll get sick.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what else we got here. It looks like we also have a new store on podtacular.com where you can purchase t-shirts, and we got some pretty cool designs up there, guys. Got a couple more coming as well, and so go check them out. We had a few hiccups in that earlier in the week, but it should be running smoothly now.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything about why, but let me just say Cafe Press is junk. Anyways, moving on. We've got some Podtacular tournament stuff coming up. Why don't we just go into this now? We had a nice little interview with Scotty, who's been heading up our tournaments for a while.
So. Yeah. Let's go ahead and play that.
Here it is. All right, guys. This is Spellcheck, and I'm here with Fumo Jive and Scotty. We're just chilling here. And, Scotty, I got a question. What exactly is it that you do at Podtacular?
Well, what I do in Podtacular is I distribute any invite requests that are sent to me through Gmail to the five clans. Besides that, I usually just plan tournaments every month for a clan. This month is going to be on the 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm also planning a tournament with another clan next Friday.
Cool. Sweet. So you do the tournaments. How many have you done so far? And, you know, how did they go in the past?
Well, I've had one, and it was last month. It ran pretty smoothly, but I noticed that it was pretty short, so I was hoping to get more people included in the next one.
Yeah, I couldn't make that one, though. But when's the next one again? Is it on the 29th, like you said?
Yeah, 29th. That's a Saturday.
So you have, like, platoons in this one, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you explain, like, what that's going to be like?
Yeah, platoons are basically going to be, like, four people, representatives of each clan, but it's, like, more than one. You can have more than one platoon, like there'd be like three platoons in each clan, say like etc. You know what I mean?
Cool. So it's like you can have, instead of just having one four-person team per clan, there could be multiple four-person teams in each clan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
And they can have like their own nickname and everything.
Coolness. Okay.
Cool.
So, what does the winning team get?
Well, the winning team gets their gamer tags mentioned on the show, the site, and even on the front page.
Sweet.
The next tournament, they can also be in the Podtacular All-Star, which is basically us versus other clans.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah, basically that.
Podtacular All-Stars, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Like a catchy name.
Where do people sign All-Star up for the tournament? Like, how would I go about participating in one once I'm signed up for a clan?
Well, on the forums page, it's usually on a sticky. I have one there every month for the next upcoming clan. So you just put your name up there, your platoon, and your other three members, and I'll take it up from there.
Cool.
Excellent. Let's see. You have to be in a Podtacular clan. How do people get into one of our clans?
Well, we actually have a new, really, really good system going on. What you do is you on the site Podtacular, you put your name upon the link, and members from our clan just go up there. Add you to their clan, more the merrier, right? It's easy, peasy, beautiful cover girl.
All right,
sweet.
Now, I understand that the All-Stars are going to be going against this clan Okinawa soon, right? So what are we doing to make sure that we're going to win? Like, how are we setting up our first All-Star team?
Yeah, I hear you. This is going to be awesome. Like, next Friday at 10:30 p.m., we'll be playing a Slayer game.
Next Friday, what's the date on that? Is that the 14th?
Yeah, that's actually, I think it's the 15th, I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, Friday's the 14th, so, yeah.
Oh, it's the 14th?
Yeah.
All right, my dates are all messed up.
Sorry.
So we're playing a Slayer, a Flag game, and a Assault match all in Zanzibar. That's what we agreed upon, so that might work pretty well.
Cool.
And I put a post up on the forums so people can list their names. I was going to have a tryouts, but when I went up, I saw only like 7 names, so it wouldn't really make sense. I went up on Bungie, I searched for stats, and by saying that, we'll be definitely be winning. I can tell you that.
Cool. Excellent. So you got some good people on the team there, on the Podtacular All-Stars. First edition.
Elite.
Right on. So, where can people find out more information on the latest on Podtacular tournaments?
Well, the best way to do that is up on the forum site, basically. Like, I got stickies up there every month. It's easy peasy, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
All right.
Way cool, man. Well, I guess that's it. Anything else you wanted to say before we leave?
Yeah, you guys always say Pod 1 versus Pod 2. Like, what about Pod 3? Pod 4 and Pod 5? Well, actually, Pod 4 and Pod 5 can, they suck.
Oh,
Pod 3's best.
No.
That's a burn.
It's Pod 2. It's where the party's at.
No, I don't think you get it, man.
Everyone got booted, but that's still where the party's at. I swear it.
I think someone's trying to say something, man. Pod 2 shouldn't be there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
But
anyways, before I hit the road, I just want to give a little shout out to my friends at West Carrollton, my school. It's John, Jamie, Alex, Dave, Matt, and Kush. Keep it real, guys.
All right.
Well, thanks for the interview. I'll see you out there in the field.
All right.
Okay.
See you later, Scotty.
Later.
See you later. Bye.
So, yeah, thanks, Scotty. Thanks for being able to do that for us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for being able to drop by. Nice little interview there.
Yeah. So, it looks like we also have a... there is a objective strategy thread on our forums, which is pretty cool that Xenomorph52 put together. Cool place to pick up some strategies for objective-based games and stuff like that. So if you want to do that, or if you want to contribute, cool little thing there.
It's pretty nice. I've seen that thread. It's a nice thread. It's pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. Cool.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
Yeah. It's all good here. Team Hardcore.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
We forgot to mention that last episode.
Team Hardcore, you ask?
That's the, for those of you that don't know, that's the new playlist coming out. It's going to be a ranked playlist, very similar to MLG rules, Major League Gaming. So, you know, no radar ever, no, motion sensor, of course, no,
yeah, same.
You also have, usually start with battle rifles, double respawn time on the weapons, all kinds of cool stuff, so it should be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And that's coming out soon.
It's going to be fun. I don't know. But there's been a lot of good Halo 2 news here recently. If you've been watching the Bungie.net site, you've seen that there's been a lot of buzz about some fake Halo 3 scripts. Oh, man, I'm so glad to find out that was fake, because I actually ended up reading the end of the quote-unquote Halo 3 script. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you post about that, and I was like, whatever this is, I'm not reading it, because I don't want to find out until I play.
And I was like, no.
Hopefully there's no truth in it.
But thanks, Fulkin, for pointing me and telling me it was fake, because I was kind of like, no.
Yeah, so there's the there was the Halo 3 fake movie script that came out, like 112 pages.
No, it wasn't the movie script. It was actually the game script.
Oh, yeah, because there's no Halo 3 movie, because what happened to Halo movie 1 and 2? Speaking of Halo movie.
Yep. Well, the Halo movie, yeah, it's the director is, what's their name? I don't know.
Peter Jackson.
Producer, Peter Jackson, you know, he likes to do things with rings, you know, Lord of the Rings, Halo. Rings?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. I didn't even make that connection. That's very perceptive of you.
There's a lot of Halo news. It's like buzzing around.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, character from Halo appearing in the Dead or Alive 4 on Xbox 360 and all kinds of stuff.
I was thinking about that, and I'm like, what could it be, though? You know? It's probably going to be like an elite or something.
Well, hopefully it's not
a
grunt.
It can't be the chief. It can't be the chief. There's no way.
Yeah, probably not. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said a character from the Halo universe.
there was an MC, and I'm like, ooh.
I'll bet you it's going
to
be a...
Sell.
What do you call those guys? The ones that are, like, really huge, and you have to let them run by you and then hit them in the back. Never mind. Well, it's from the campaign.
We'll have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see about what it is. It might actually end up being like an Easter egg guy, where you had to go kill 12 grunts and then do a super jump and then land in a room and then, oh, it's that guy from Halo 2. Oh. Who's that guy?
Press up, up, down, down, left, right, BA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's our announcements and news, and let's get on to some web resources we have here, a couple things.
Yeah. Web sources are pretty nice.
First off, it looks like we got highimpacthalo.org. Somehow we...
The original trick site. I don't know how we overlooked this one so many times.
I know. This is kind of a staple in the Halo web diet. But, It's a really cool site. Lots of ways to, find cool...
Yeah, I've been there like a million, trillion, zillion, gajillion times.
Cool.
Looking at, like... super jumps.
Yeah, a lot of it's super jumps and stuff like that, and ways to get outside the level, ways to...
There's some cool ones, though. There's, some ones that, like the sticky-fying ones, you know? Have you seen those?
The what?
The cool. The ones where, the guy, sticks people, there's insane. Even next episode, the one we had the interview with the guy.
Yeah, the sticky style?
Sticky style, that's what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, you guys gotta check that out. It's coming in our next episode here. We got an interview with the guy that made those sticky style videos, sticky style 1 and 2. And turned out really good. So.
Yeah.
So highimpacthalo.org, great site for tricks, ways to see super jumping techniques, ways to see, getting out of the level, tank launching, all kinds of weird stuff.
Word.
What else we got here?
Halo2.junk.ws. And I went there, and I signed up for it. It's a really nice stat tracking site. I really recommend it. I really do. The whole site, like, it might not look like anything too spectacular, but, oh my gosh, it was really cool.
Sweet.
Like, the whole, the game viewer is really nice. It's got, it's like a really nice web-based stat site. You can check out your clan's stuff. You can check out, like, everything. You can even see, like, stuff graphed. It'll graph, like, how you're doing over time. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. Because I know there's even programs that can't do that.
Yeah. Well, cool deal. I went there and tried to sign up, and it said we're not accepting new members right now. And I was like, whoa, that's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe you might run into that, but, you know, maybe they'll open it up eventually, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it was in beta when I signed up.
Okay.
So I signed up about, like, a week ago.
Well, the guy, you know, the guy sent in, the guy that runs it sent in this as a web resource, so hopefully it means that he's going to open it up, because why would he want to have it as a web resource if
hopefully
it's not even open?
He could at least get you in there, you know, be exclusive and cool like that.
Yeah. Well, we got another one called Broken Thumbs Customs. We'll put the link in the show notes, but...
Yeah, it's kind of a lengthy one.
It's brokenthumbs.com, then a couple things after that, and it has custom games on there.
If you get a Broken Thumbs, I'm sure you'll see the...
yeah, hopefully they'll have a link.
On the left side of the screen. Yeah, it says Halo 2 Customs.
Okay, there you go.
It's on the left side of the screen somewhere. You'll see it.
Okay.
And then it takes you right there.
So yeah, go to brokenthumbs.com and click on Customs. They got some pretty cool customs in there, and they have a ton of them for you to check out. So, kind of some neat variations on... you know, traditional things, and even on some novelty things that you might be used to. So, in fact, we mentioned one of them in episode 14, which is two episodes from now, and when we talk about custom games.
Yeah. We got here web source from Joe. Joe says there's another free tunneling service called Xlink Kai. I've actually heard of this one. Works on the Windows, Mac, and Linux team, xlink.com, did the software, works with PS2, Xbox, GameCube, PSP. All this is really doing, it's just doing the system link via the internet. But I had a friend who did it and said it's just loaded with modders.
Oh, man.
So, in which it's expected. But, you know, just I'm just kind of saying, you know, play at your own risk.
Yeah, it'd be fun to, you know, be able to play, you know, multiplayer games on stuff that, you know, normally can't go over Xbox Live, though.
Yeah, like, it's like, how many times you get a chance to do that, just, like, play those fun games. Like, there's even some mod games that are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Shotgun Gus. Oh, boy, that's fun. Oh, boy. I could play that all day long. Shotgun Gus on a Warlock, not Warlock, Turf. Oh, man, that's fun times. Oh, boy. But... Bungie, I gotta criticize you here. A good old friend of mine, he was playing matchmaking, got partied up with some modders, and you banned him for a week just because he got partied up with them, because he like went to Team Slayer by himself and got put with them, and like they won the game like big time, and he got banned for a week. Bungie, what's this? That's not fair.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's your fault. You picked him to go with him.
Well,
so. What's up with that?
That's why we're the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, because they wouldn't let us do that if we were the official one.
I'm just saying, that was gay.
Gay. Oh, yes, we had lots of comments on the gay thing. But, yeah, so that sounds pretty cool. TeamXlink.com to check out, so definitely check that out.
I'm mostly curious to, like, how that's... If that's infringing on like Xbox Live or something, if they're going to have legal action brought against them.
I highly doubt it, because it's a separate, you know, it's a separate thing. They're not really.
Well, I know it's just system link for the most part.
Yeah.
But you know it's business that could be made from Xbox Live. You know what I mean? PS2 online, it's not like really going to do anything. PS2 is free online anyways, but Xbox, it's a paid service. So.
I don't really think they're doing it because they're not modifying anything. They're just creating a link when there wasn't one.
But Apparently, there's a lot of people play Halo on that still.
Well, anyway, something to check out.
Yeah, it's if you're interested in it. I mean, it does require that your PC is capable of doing it, but
yeah,
it's still cool.
Very cool. Well, there is also Halo2Player.com, which is a Halo community site someone sent in, worth checking out.
Yeah, I checked that out the other day.
Yeah.
Lots of ads on the site, but still, nonetheless, a great site. Yeah, like lots of like secret ninja moves to dominate your friends on Ascension and stuff. And like secret ninja moves, lockout and stuff. You know, it's just cool. It's cool stuff. It's
nice.
Cool.
Secret ninja moves, cool.
Yeah. They got secret ninja moves, man.
Do they have secret ninja moves?
You bet. Look out.
As long as they have some secret ninja moves on there. Well, so what else we got here?
We got, this is the last one we got here. It's, it's halounder.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
They've been mentioned on HBO for their stuff about Far Cry Mass.
Yeah, they put they got mentioned on Bungie.net too.
Yeah.
How they made some maps for Far Cry Instincts, the new game, that are basically almost the same as the Halo maps. So you can play Far Cry Instincts on Halo maps, kind of, because you can make custom maps in Far Cry Instincts.
Mm-hmm. Which is really, really cool.
Yeah, I want to play that so bad, man. It looks like a really cool game.
Yeah, I know. I was like, man, I really want to play Lockdown.
Only thing is like, you know, the reason Halo continues to dominate in this kind of stuff is because of the matchmaking system as far as levels and everything, being able to match up with people of similar skill. And it's just, I can't go back after that, you know?
Yeah, well, I just want to give a shout out to Gal Ghoul. He's the guy that happens to do this, and also Raptor Pain for that, because they're the guys who do Halo Underground and they do the maps and stuff.
So. Sweet.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that, guys. Just help spread the word.
Right on.
Spreading the gospel of Halo.
Spread the gospel, amen.
Well, thanks for stopping by for 12 of you guys. You know, they're shorter now, so.
Yeah.
New episode, 2 days. 2 days, guys, 2 days.
Yep. So hang in there, listen to this one over and over if you want to. If you can't wait. Not that they will find anything new, but anyway, call in if you want to leave a voicemail or anything. Call in at 206-888-HALO. We'll put it in one of the episodes if it's good.
Or you can even send in your segments. Pick up a mic somewhere, Best Buy or something. I'm going to be recording MP3, something like Audacity or something. And then send that over to podsecular@gmail.com. Please try and keep them on 3 minutes. We're not going to, like, make you try and get them 3 minutes exactly, but, you know, just kind of keep them around that time frame.
Yeah. And you can also send your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and all that stuff to podsecular@gmail.com. And if it's good, we will put it on the show.
Yeah. Before we go, though, I want to say a shout out to my uncle, because the last couple shows I did, I was using his laptop for the show, and now I'm back on my computer, and I love it. But thanks, Uncle Randy, for letting me use your computer. You've not only saved the show, you saved my butt. So, thanks.
Well, that's it for this episode, guys. See you next episode. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
Keep on fragging.
Keep on trucking.
There's only one thing left to say.